we correct for these problems, the real number probably for Florida is about 60,000 in September.
About 60,000, not 84,500.
Right, right.
Okay, that is a significant difference, but 60,000 doesn't sound too bad.
No, you're right. It's a good number. It's just not great. But like the problem in the nation, we got problems here in our labor markets. In Florida, there were 650,000 job openings in September, but only 120,000 were hired, according to the separate household survey, Nicole, and 264,000 voluntarily left work in September. So there's a real imbalance with more people leaving than getting jobs, and this problem's gone on in Florida for 6 months, and it's gone on in the nation for 6 months.
Okay, I've been hearing a lot about this. What is causing this imbalance in the labor market in the U.S. and here in Florida? What's really doing it?
Yeah, well, there's a variety of factors, but let's start with what we know is not causing the problem. It's not the result of federal supplemental unemployment compensation. A new study that came out on Friday by the AP did a state-by-state analysis and found that the workforces in the 25 states that maintain the $300 payment actually grew more from May through September than it did in the 25 states that cut the payments early, most of them in June, including Florida. You know, and even so, there's 10.4 million job openings nationwide with, as we said, 650,000 of them here in Florida.
So we know what didn't cause this imbalance in our labor markets. So what is causing the problem? Let's dive in. And how do we fix it?
Well, there's a lot of problems. You know, first of all, no surprise, COVID. You know, according to the latest census survey, 4 million people in September weren't working because they were sick or taking care of people who were sick. That number's up 2 million from the month before. So that's why, you know, the labor force didn't just spring back to life. And second, as Delta fades, you know, 3 million more people who aren't working because of concerns, they might come back in the labor force, but that still leaves lots of people who are unemployed. 4 million of them were laid off or furloughed. 4 million more say they're out of work because their job doesn't exist anymore. So, you know, finally, the massive government support during the pandemic, you know, it did slow the return to work. I mean, it generated $5 trillion, 25% of GDP, and it did boost the fund balances of many lower-income people by about $10,000 per person. But this cash cushion is burning off quickly at close to $4,000 to $5,000 a month. So I think over time this will start to get better. The financial pressure to return to work is quickly intensifying. But even so, there's still structural problems, Nicole.
What type of structural problems are we talking about?
Well, you know, as the pandemic continues to wind down, workers who are sick and they're scared, you know, they're going to come back, take positions. But the number one problem businesses will face for the foreseeable future is finding workers. The pandemic hastened a demographic change. More than 2 million baby boomers retired early. And businesses will need to pay their workers more and improve productivity so they can continue to deliver products. You know, and they're going to have to offer some kind of hybrid and remote work, more flexible hours, and more respect for the balance of work from home. So, you know, finally, you know, all of this may be a benefit if we can get through it and improve our quality of life and improve our training at community colleges. And that may be one good thing from this pandemic, Nicole.